everyone. This is my first podcast. We're going to be rating, reviewing Godzilla King of the Monsters 2019, 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. Well, overall, it's a great movie. Yeah, very great movie. Got some monsters. We got Godzilla, Rodan, Mothra, King Ghidorah, which is Godzilla's arch enemy, which is great. And other monsters that weren't in any of the other eras, Showa, Heisei, TriStar, Millennium, you know, every of them. The anime, Singular Point, Shin, every one of them. There was never, like, Methuselah, or Scylla, or Behemoth. They also have, well, no, not in that movie. That was Shaking Kong, or Kong, as they call him. But he's not in Godzilla King of the Monsters. He's in Godzilla vs. Kong, but not Godzilla King of the Monsters. And also, there's a lot of Godzilla action, you know, monsters shooting beams at each other. Very good. If I had to rate it out of 10, I'd give it a 9.7 out of 10. A very great movie. That's of monster action, monster fights, beautiful CGI. I mean, when I say beautiful, I mean beautiful CGI. There's so many, like, the lightning gravity beams from Ghidorah, or Godzilla's blue atomic breath. I mean, if that doesn't scream good CGI, I don't know what does. And yeah, really, all I have to say is that movie is, like, the best movie ever. Well, no, I can't say that, but it's a great movie. And if I had to suggest a good Godzilla movie to any of you guys, then this would be the one. Godzilla King of the Monsters. It's a great monster movie. Brings you back to Toho's Showa era with all the monsters. Godzilla, Rodan, Mothra, Ghidorah, King Kong. What do they call him? Kong in the universe. But I wonder what monsters they have. Mega Godzilla. I wonder who's going to be next. I'm going to make a few assumptions here. This is not Godzilla King of the Monsters, but this is future of the Monsterverse. I want to say, well, me and my mother did like a little vote on who we thought the next big Godzilla baddie would be. I thought it would be Destoroyah, because in the middle of Godzilla King of the Monsters, they had the Oxygen Destroyer, which was the big bomb that almost killed Godzilla, but did nothing to King Ghidorah. So, because in the original, in Heisei era, that's how the Destoroyah was born. She was a crab and fed on the radiation from the bomb and grew to be Destoroyah. And my mother, Amanda, said that it would be Space Godzilla. She didn't really have a reason for it, but hey. But I do have proof about that, because we found out in the novel of Godzilla vs. Kong about a flying Godzilla-looking thing that ancient Godzilla and the ancient Kong species had fought, and the ancient humans. So, but I'm just saying, why would, if this is Space Godzilla and Legendary or Monsterverse, why would she have wings? We're depicted that he floats. Space Godzilla floats. He doesn't have wings to fly like a bird. So it's just oddly weird, but if it is Space Godzilla, we'll see how it goes. We never know. It could be actually really great. But yeah, Godzilla King of the Monsters, great. Great movie. Now, next subject. So we're going to do multiple subjects in these around an hour long podcast. About Jurassic World Dominion. You know, the next Jurassic World, Jurassic World 3. It's going to be really good. We haven't gotten a trailer yet, sadly. But they're saying that we'll get one soon. I don't know what to believe. And I think we will. I can't wait. We literally, I'm pretty sure yesterday or the day before, we literally got the trailer. Well, not the trailer, but the I guess it was kind of a yeah, the trailer, but there was no gameplay. But the trailer of Jurassic World Evolution 2. I wonder if they're going to make a third one. We'll see how the second one goes. But I've heard that theories about that in the third Jurassic World, it'll be in a snowy environment. And we actually have proof, could have on set, they were in Montana, I'm pretty sure. Which, if you didn't know, the mountains there are pretty snowy. And that's where the most of dinosaur fossils are in the United States. Which is pretty cool if you take in fact that the Jurassic World 3, or Jurassic franchise itself, or dinosaur movies. So that'd be pretty cool. Like a tip of the hat to real life science. And plus, what was I gonna say? Yeah, there's gonna be little tiny feathered dinosaurs, which is another tip of the hat to real life science of actual real life dinosaurs. Cause if you didn't know, real life dinosaurs actually do have feathers. Whenever I take a break like that, it's that I'm drinking my bottle of water. It's that they did have feathers, flock raptors. They were actually the size of a chicken and normally had feathers. Of course, they had scales, but they had feathers. I know flock raptors, but I can't remember about the T-Rex. We know that Rexy and Blue are going to make a return in Jurassic World 3 because of the teaser poster. We've already had that yellow Jurassic World emblem poster. And it looks really cool. After Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, which was a big hit, seeing them run away from an exploding boom boom volcano off a dinosaur island. I think this Jurassic World Dominion is going to be a great movie. A great addition to the Jurassic series. All three Jurassic movies, well, Jurassic Park movies, and Jurassic World movies. So there's gonna be a third one. And Jurassic World Confrontation. This was today, I'm pretty sure, that they released that they confirmed that there was gonna be season 4. I haven't watched it because I don't have Netflix. But what I've heard is actually really good and it's animated. Which is not really normal for a Jurassic movie or show. So, yeah, that seems pretty cool. And also, they said for Jurassic World Evolution 2 that there'd be a ton more dinosaurs. At the beginning of Jurassic World Evolution 1, they had 45 creatures, I think. So the gaming people said that on YouTube. You should go check them out and subscribe. And I'm pretty sure that now in Jurassic World Evolution 2, there's going to be 75 at first, just like there are 45 in the first one at first. And we went to a good 100 with mods, and now just at the start of the second one, we're only less than 30 away. Which is making me ask, what's going to be the mods for Jurassic World Evolution 2? They're going to have to be crazy, right? Or is that just me? I feel like they're going to be, like, insanely crazy. Like, really crazy. Like, I'm just looking into the future, like, Godzilla. And all those cool monsters, Godzilla kaiju. That'd be awesome. We already have Godzilla, Godzilla, and G-Rez with the Barney. You know, we got the mean stuff in Jurassic World Evolution 1, but that's with mods for the first one. And it's gonna be all over the world in the second one, so that will be pretty cool. Yeah, that will be really cool. You know, to see them all the dinosaurs running around Earth and making them go in the parks. And it might even say, well, it could, I don't know when Jurassic World Dominion is coming out in theaters, but Jurassic World Evolution 2 might come out before Jurassic World Dominion, and might spoil some of the movie. That will be good. If it does, we don't know. Yeah, we don't know yet. But that would be really cool if it will. You know, it could spoil some of the movie where it takes place, the dinosaurs that are in it, plot, because we have no idea. We don't even have a teaser yet. All we know is that the movie is actually real and they're calling it Jurassic World Dominion. And that the cast from the original three are coming back. Rather than what I've heard, but we haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything, so I wouldn't really know. Not really. Or at least not to my understanding. And also about Spider-Man Far From Home. I'm really not that. That's from 2020. We don't need him. We need Spider-Man No Way Home. The new Spider-Man coming December 17th, I can't remember, but yeah. December 17th. It's going to be great. Trust me, great. But we haven't seen a trailer. We've seen, like, a postable trailer, but I don't believe them. Because they're probably fake. You know, they're probably fake. So, but I don't know. And we kind of know that. There are two things that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire Spider-Man are coming back, which is going to be really cool, three Spider-Men. And also that apparently the Sinister Six, you know, the big daddy super villain team that hated Spider-Man, yeah, apparently they're going to be in it. The main villain is supposed to be Dr. Octopus, it was Mysterio, the Vulture, I don't know. I know that Dr. Octopus wouldn't be in it, and probably Mysterio. I don't know about Vulture, though. And, yeah, that will be fun to see. This was my first podcast. It was really short, 12 minutes long, but I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you probably, hopefully, in my next podcast. Goodbye.